In summary, the practice elements approach has provided an alternative approach to EBPs that involves the integration of best available evidence with clinical expertise and client values. Work based on this approach has used mutual adaptation between new treatment models and the practice context to achieve this integration at a practice level. It appears that this approach can transfer what we know across practice settings and even to higher order contexts, such as systems of care. Some argue that a limitation of the practice elements approach is that treatment protocols are more than the sum of their parts, and that to break them down into elements may compromise their effectiveness. The approach also does not address the issues of sequencing the elements into a treatment plan. These limitations point to the value of differentiating between therapeutic content and techniques and characteristics of effective programs, and the importance of integrating the two. Each of these characteristics emphasizes different principles that complement and support one another. That is, we must configure practice approaches that can be adjusted to different service contexts.